Iran bombs seven of its neighbors, forcing interceptions throughout Middle East. By Francis Martel on March 1, 2026. The Iranian terror regime struck seven different neighboring countries with missiles and drones following the launch of America's Operation Epic Fury. Reports as of Saturday night Washington, D.C., time indicated. The military engagement, conducted alongside Israeli operations against the Iranian government, struck a large number of high-profile targets including Iran's missile assets and leadership. President Donald Trump announced late on Saturday that the Supreme Leader of Iran, 86-year-old Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, was dead, and that America would continue heavy and pinpoint bombing, uninterrupted throughout the week or, as long as necessary to achieve our objective of peace throughout the Middle East and, indeed, the world. Central Command, the Pentagon division tasked with the Middle East, described Operation Epic Fury as the largest regional concentration of American military firepower in a generation. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, a U.S.-designated terrorist organization and formal arm of the Iranian military, responded to the operation by announcing its own large-scale plan to retaliate against the United States. According to the state-run Islamic Republic News Agency, IRNA, the IRGC described it as a fourth round of Operation True Promise, the regime's name for the failed responses to previous strikes by Israel and the United States targeting Iran's illicit nuclear development. The IRGC said the operation would consist of continuously targeting extensive U.S. and Zionist regime, Israel, military and security targets with more advanced missiles than those used in True Promise 3, delivering more precise and devastating strikes. Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi justified the coming wave of Iranian terror in the Middle East in a letter to United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Saturday, insisting Tehran was exercising its inherent and lawful right of self-defense under Article 51 of the Charter of the United Nations. The armed forces of the Islamic Republic of Iran will utilize all necessary defensive capabilities and means to confront this criminal aggression and deter the hostile acts, Araghchi insisted. Accordingly, all bases, facilities, and assets of the hostile forces in the region shall be regarded as legitimate military objectives within the framework of Iran's lawful exercise of self-defense. As of Sunday night, the Iranian regime has struck seven of its neighbors with missiles and drones: Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, UAE, Iraq, Jordan, Kuwait, and Bahrain. The Emirati Ministry of Defense announced on Saturday that Iran had bombed the country with hundreds of missiles and drones, which it had largely intercepted, but shrapnel falling in civilian areas killed at least one person. 137 Iranian ballistic missiles were detected and launched toward the country, with 132 of them destroyed, while five fell into the sea, the Ministry of Defense informed. Additionally, 209 Iranian drones were detected, 195 of which were intercepted, while 14 fell within the country's territories and waters, causing some collateral damage. The UAE government described the attack as a flagrant violation of national sovereignty and international law and vowed to take all necessary precautionary measures. In Qatar, the Doha-based Al Jazeera reported that intercepted Iranian missile shrapnel resulted in at least 8 injuries nationwide. The Qatari government documented 66 Iranian missiles targeting the country, all of which were reportedly intercepted. Like the UAE, the Qatari government strongly condemned being the target of missiles in response to American and Israeli military activity, stating that the Iranian aggression cannot be accepted under any justification or pretext. "We possess the full ability to protect the country and fend off any external threat," the Qatari Defense Ministry assured. The governments of Bahrain and Kuwait both confirmed missile attacks on its territory. In Bahrain, reports indicated that the missiles were targeting the headquarters of the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet in the nation's capital. Kuwait described the Ali al-Salem Air Base as the target, stating it intercepted the missiles over the base. Some outlets reported that Oman, Jordan, intercepted missiles over the capital but did not document any injuries. In Iraq, an Iranian drone reportedly attacked the Erbil International Airport, in the capital of Iraq's Kurdistan Regional Government, KRG, which enjoys friendly relations with the United States. The Kurdish outlet Rudo reported that locals shared videos on social media showing the missiles flying over the regional capital close to the American consulate in the city. The government of Saudi Arabia, a longtime rival of Tehran's that made a tentative peace with the Iranian regime through mediation with China, also confirmed that the Iranian armed forces bombed the nation's capital, Riyadh. These attacks cannot be justified under any pretext or in any way. And they came despite the Iranian authorities knowing that the kingdom had confirmed that it would not allow its airspace and territory to be used to target Iran, the Saudi government said in a statement. The Saudi Foreign Ministry asserted that it expressed its strongest condemnation of the blatant and cowardly Iranian attacks targeting the Riyadh and Eastern Province regions, which were repelled. Like the UAE, the Saudi government asserted it would take all necessary measures against Iran. The de facto ruler of Saudi Arabia, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, spoke to President Trump on Saturday, Sunday time in Saudi Arabia, asserting his nation's support against Iran. Trump reportedly expressed the United States' condemnation of the blatant missile attacks launched against the kingdom, which were intercepted by Saudi air defenses, according to the state-run Saudi press agency, SBA. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.